WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning, Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it. But we'll take more of your calls coming up at 508-996-0500. We'll also talk some more about the Trump Water Tower story, the Hanson Water Tower with the Trump logo being projected onto it, the Trump message being projected onto it, and the town interceding into that. Ray points out that in the MAGA free state of Florida, you know, the state where Ron DeSantis prides himself in how much freedom people have there, and where MAGA is a pretty predominant political base, he says, even in that state, it's illegal to utilize town space, town-owned property for political purposes. It's also illegal here, which is the problem in Hanson, because this is being projected onto the town-owned water tower. And so now the town has to use its resources to try to wash that message out. Other people are saying, well, why bother? Why waste time and resources to do that? Just let the guy do what he's doing. But if they did that, they'd have to let everybody do it, which means not just political messages, but then, you know, the local furniture store wants to advertise its going out of business sale. The local car dealer wants to advertise its President's Day sale on the side of the water tower. Like, you can't let one person do it, because then everybody's going to want to be able to do it. That's why those rules exist in the first place. That's why those laws exist. So we can talk more about that coming up, 508-996-0500. But as I mentioned, we do have another South Coast Health Community Spotlight focus for you. It's a way to shine the light on some local organizations and the great work that they do. And one of those organizations is PACE. People have heard about PACE for years now, but you might not be aware of all of the services that PACE can offer. But whatever you think PACE does, I can promise you it does more than you ever knew. We are joined now by Pam Kietler. She is the executive director of PACE. In New Bedford. Pam, explain to us what PACE is, because I know the organization does a lot of different things in the community.
Right. Thanks so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. So we are the locally designated anti-poverty community action agency that serves the greater New Bedford area. What that means is that we provide a variety of resources that help folks to really lift themselves out of poverty and provide them with some of the tools that they need to meet their own goals. So we are a multi-service agency. We have a number of programs and a lot of things going on that are really designed based on the needs that we learn from the community to try to provide those tools for folks.
And what are some of the big challenges and the programs that PACE is working on?
I basically will share with you right now a little bit of sort of like the time of year. We have different things that are really highlighted. Right now, people know us primarily in many cases for our fuel assistance program. Mm-hmm. Fuel assistance kicks off in October, clearly because, as we can see today, it's a little chilly. As we're getting into the colder weather, the fuel assistance program is designed to help folks pay for their fuel bills and heat their homes. And so that is one of our bigger programs that really helps folks to get through the winter in the coldest months. And so that kickoff just started. You can apply for fuel assistance on our website through www.paceinfo.org. And And if you don't, you're not eligible, which, you know, we have a pretty generous eligibility policy. But if you're not eligible, there are other services that we can probably help you with that could help, you know, ease the burden a little bit.
So even if you don't qualify for that full assistance, you have other ideas in the pipeline, so
right.
to speak, that can help those
folks. Right. So we are connected to the weatherization program, which we do with our sister organization, Citizens for Citizens in Fall River. And so we'll get people connected to some of those energy saving programs and really try to help people sort of navigate the system to try to give themselves some assistance.
And I know you said that has just kind of kicked off. Is there a deadline for people to apply?
So that goes right through the spring into the end of April. In the past couple of years, it's extended. But right as of right now, the end of April is the end of that program for this program year. So we encourage people to do it early because the earlier you do it, the more quickly you get the assistance, obviously.
Is there a danger that if, you know, because some people might say, hey, I'm doing fine, I don't need to worry about it. And then circumstances change over the course of the season. Is there a point where, like, you might run out of the assistance to be able to offer people?
We have not run into that situation in the time that I've been the executive director, which is, you know, over 6 years. And I think, you know, that's the intention of fuel assistance is to try to meet the need across the Commonwealth. So I would encourage if they might feel, people might feel now that they're doing okay and, you know, February hits because we've had a really, really cold, you know, stretch of weather, they may say, I really could use some help with my oil and my gas heat. We would encourage you to continue to apply right through the end of April.
So that is something that, of course, will help a lot of people. Even if you think, you know, I'm not as needy as some other folks might be. Some other folks might have more of a need for it. There's other areas in your life that you're probably not even thinking about where, you know, this could be something that eases some of that burden.
Absolutely. That's the intention of all of the programs that we have, really, is to provide some tools to help people really maximize their resources. You know, the fuel assistance has varying levels of assistance based on your, you know, your eligibility requirement. So we definitely encourage folks to apply. And, you know, historically, we serve about 10,000 households a year.
Wow.
So, you know, we really want people to take advantage of this benefit because that's really what it is. It's a benefit. Moving on this time of year also, our health access program has open enrollment beginning November 1st for health insurance. Health access really helps people navigate the health insurance system. If they don't have you know, health insurance in another way, helps them get into the independent health insurance arena, make sure that people are insured. And if people have questions, if they're trying to figure out, oh, maybe I should make an adjustment. Folks moving into retirement that have to get into Social Security, we encourage them to come and take advantage of the open enrollment period that begins November 1st. We do help people year round, but this is the big push for people to get who might be not on insurance that need to get started. This would be a good time to come.
And it can be very confusing if you're not sure how to do it
Absolutely.
On your own. So having somebody there that can help you out, because, you know, the folks that are, you know, helping you sign up, the folks that sign you up from the different organizations, like they only have so much bandwidth to help. So
right.
being able to bring in PACE and have them assist you
Absolutely.
Will make sure that you're getting exactly what you need.
Absolutely. And we're going to be having a kickoff event actually on November 1st at our PACE Community Food Center at 477 Park Street. That will be in the afternoon from 2 to 6. So if folks are, you know, even wondering if they, you know, if they just have some questions, it might be a good time to come. And they'll also have access to our other resources at that time. So we encourage folks to come and take advantage of the opportunity to get some assistance there.
Absolutely. What are some of the other programs?
So, yeah, so we'll kind of go right down the road
sure.
here. So beyond that, I just mentioned our PACE Community Food Center at 477 Park Street. We run a food pantry there that's open from 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. And that is designed to really help folks just get a week's worth of grocery-type food to help stretch resources, like I said before. It's a full-choice grocery-style pantry, so folks are actually walking through aisles and choosing things that they actually would use. They're able to come once a week. So it's designed to really sort of help maximize the food budget, which we all know has gotten challenging over the past couple of years in terms of the pricing. So this is a way for folks to really make the most of that opportunity. And it's an emergency food pantry too. So folks might just say, I'm really struggling this week. You can come for, you know, once a month. You don't have to come every week. You can come whenever you feel that you need the help. So at our community food center, we also have a host of other resources that are available at that time. So a lot of things that you can access. You can talk with the staff. They can get you connected to other agencies. It's really designed to be kind of a place where you can go if you're struggling and you don't really know where to turn. You can come and get some help with food. You can also talk to some folks to see if you can get connected to other resources that you might need help with.
Now, to use the Community Food Center, are there income level requirements? Is there registration required?
There are registration requirements. You just have to come and you sign up and you do an attestation related to your income. But we don't turn anyone away. And we serve the greater New Bedford area. So that's, you know, what you would assume, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Acushnet, Mattapoisett, Marion, Rochester. But we don't turn anyone away. And we help people. So we have had people come from distances and we try to get them connected to places that are close to them as well. Through the Community Food Center, too, there's several other pantries in the city. We all work kind of collaboratively and mm-hmm. just supporting each other. So we also try to provide people with information about those. So that way, if they need additional assistance, they can also take advantage of those pantries as well.
Because like one of the things I'm hearing is with grocery prices the way they are, you know, somebody might be a family of four and they say, we don't, you know, we make too much money to qualify for, you know, some EBT assistance
SNAP,
or things like
right.
that, SNAP. But what ends up happening is, you know, they go to the grocery store and they've only got so much to work with and they've got to feed the four kids and they have to make that choice. Do I just feed them pasta four times a week or do I try to get them that healthier food?
Yeah, well, we're really fortunate through the Community Food Center that we have some great collaborations too. So we work with some local farms. We get regular deliveries of fresh produce and vegetables and things like that. So we try really hard when we're doing ordering to fill the pantry to get healthy foods, to try to encourage healthy, you know, healthy eating and provide people with healthy options, which isn't always the case. So, you know, when you're, as you just indicated, you know, if you want to mix it up a little bit, this is a way to try to help maximize your budget. And we do, you know, we do encourage folks who are challenged just economically. This is a resource for them to try to make their budgets. So the Community Food Center is another one of our programming. Sort of along the same lines, we move into our Housing Opportunity Center, which is really designed to help folks who are struggling with the potential of being faced with homelessness. We do a variety of things there. Everything from providing apartment lists for people who are looking for places to live or need to find a new place to live, to we do some rental assistance. We provide wraparound services for some of the local supportive housing programs. And we just really try to, when people come through our door and say, you know, I got an eviction letter, what do I do? Try to help people navigate that system. So that is, as you would imagine, a very busy office. Mm-hmm. Folks are really challenged by rent. Rents getting, you know, increased. We have a lot of people come through the doors that, you know, may have gotten a notice from their landlord and their rents are going to increase exponentially and they don't know what to do. So it's really designed to try to help people sort of navigate through that process.
And I can imagine that you know, these aren't people that are saying, you know, I don't want to pay more rent. These are people that can't pay more
rent.
Right,
exactly.
People that are right up against it already. And now even just a matter of a couple of $100 a month could mean somebody has to leave that home and be out on the street.
Absolutely. You know, it's the budget busting, you know, increases. And that's what we're seeing the majority of. I mean, I asked my housing person to just give me a kind of a rough estimate of how many people we'd seen since January. She's had more than 10,000 people connect with them looking for resources to try to help that. It's an incredible need. You know, we've heard about like sort of the challenges around the housing stock and things like that. It's definitely an area that we're trying to be creative to try to help folks get into a place where they're stably housed and not sort of surfing couches and you know, concerned about where they're going to be and if they're going to be safe. And, you know, our Housing Opportunity Center does a great job of connecting those folks to our other services. So they encourage folks to utilize the Community Food Center. They encourage folks to, once they get housed, you know, reach out to fuel assistance and get the fuel assistance. So they try to help identify if there are other ways that PACE can help to help folks, you know, have stability in their home, their housing.
One thing that I've always told people about why you should reach out to PACE is because you folks over there know, you have the answers. You're kind of the experts in this. So when somebody is faced with these these challenges, they don't really know what they can do. And
right.
they turn to like social media and say, my landlord just sent me this letter. What can I do? And they're getting all this advice in all these different ways.
Right.
If they go and they speak with you guys over there, you can actually direct them in the proper
right.
way.
Right. And help them to make sure that they follow the processes and they don't miss anything, because there are a lot of intricacies involved in, mm-hmm. in all of that. So, you know, we appreciate you sending the, you know, suggesting people to do that, because it does, you know, help to maybe, you know, move things in a more positive direction for them. It can be very challenging. And we find that there are people that maybe never thought that they might need some assistance, and then something happens. And really, that's really what we're designed to be there, to be that sort of safety net. If something happens and folks don't know what to do, any one of our programs have the ability to sort of sit, you know, hear from somebody, have them sort of lay out what's going on and say, well, okay, I might not be able to do anything for you in this program, but here's another program that we have that you should get connected with, and they might be able to help you navigate. And oftentimes, if we don't have the answers, we have really great collaborations. There are so many wonderful social service agencies in this community. And if we're not doing it, we know who is, and we can make those connections for folks. So you know, there are a lot of challenges related to things like housing and food and energy, and those are three of the biggest areas that where we see people come through our doors. Those are not the only things we do, though. So we also have sort of a whole education side of our work. So we have a Head Start program, which serves children birth up through kindergarten age. So we do infant and toddlers, and we do the preschool program. Head Start is a unique, high-quality early education program that provides not just the classroom time for the children, but also support to the families. Mm-hmm. So families coming through set goals. We have family workers that help folks meet those goals and give them the tools to do that. And you know, really work to get children ready so that as they grow, they are ready to go into public school and fully prepared to jump into the next phase.
But one great thing about Head Start is it's not just a Head Start for the child. It is that Head Start for the parents to teach them how to be an involved parent.
Absolutely.
So that when the child goes to school, they can be part of that child's school life.
Absolutely. The most critical piece, right? Because parents are their children's first teachers. And you know, when folks are struggling, it's hard to kind of put your attention on everything. Head Start is really designed to help families move into a place where they are fully prepared to be their children's advocate as they go on to school. So absolutely. We also provide the subsidy program for child care subsidies. So the state provides assistance in paying for child care, and PACE Child Care Works is the resource and referral agency that actually serves this entire area. So all of Region 5, which is entire south coast of Massachusetts, right through the Cape and Islands. And so we work with families who are looking for assistance with childcare and get them vouchers and help them connect to early childhood providers wherever might work best for them. We help them to go and take a look at providers, decide what place would be the best fit for their child, and try to help pay for their care. Families need to go on the early childhood wait list before they get the vouchers. So, but our staff can help them navigate through all of that. So we encourage folks to give them a call, and they'll do the best they can to try to help them get connected to providers if there's a need. And that's a critical service. You know, families need their children to be someplace where they're really comfortable and they know that they're getting great care so that parents can work.
Right, and so that they understand what's happening, too, at the same time.
Right.
Instead of just dropping the child off and saying,
right.
okay, you know,
yes.
and tell me about your day later, you need to know and be able to be actively involved.
Right, and this allows families to be, you know, parents to really feel comfortable when they do go to work, because parents need to work, so, or go to school. We also support that as well. So that's PACE Child Care Works. Through that program, we also offer play groups and story times in the community. Through their family and community engagement grants. So oftentimes we call them play and learns, and they happen in the libraries locally. And so those get advertised through our website. And our website actually is a great resource for all of our programming. But if families are looking for something to do, they're home with their child and they want to get out for an hour or two, or they want to connect with other families, the Play and Learns are a great opportunity to do that. Our website is www.paceinfo.org. So we encourage people to look there for those opportunities. Our calendar is updated regularly, and those Play and Learns are happening year round.
So it sounds like if you are a family that can't easily just pay every bill and meet every challenge that comes up, you know, you might, if you're a family that's getting through all that just fine, you might not need PACE. But anybody who is facing any challenges in any of those areas, they should be reaching out and looking to PACE as a resource to help guide them.
Absolutely. Yes, we definitely encourage that. Also in our education realm, we have a workforce development center, and our youth build program has been around almost 30 years.
Wow.
That serves youth from 16 to 24 who haven't been able to be successful in the traditional sense in school, and provides them with the opportunity to get their HISET or GED and on-the-job training, national certifications, and a pathway to potential careers in both construction and in other areas. They are able to do internships at a variety of locations around the South Coast, and they learn really valuable skills that can help to really set them on the trajectory to be successful. So we have that, and we are in the early infancy stages of a new project that's designed for adults who are under or unemployed that are interested in having the opportunity to get into the renewable energy realm, including the offshore wind area. This is a sort of a pre-training, and it's a pathway to help get folks into trainings that will help them get into careers and take advantage of the opportunities that are happening in our area right now.
Excellent. So you are very busy.
We are, and I'm not done.
Oh.
Two other things I wanted to make sure that I mention. So we, in our early childhood side, we also have a lead prevention program. They work with folks who actually have children that have had a diagnosis of potential lead exposure, and do a lot of, training and helping them get the resources. So sort of a smaller realm. It's sort of an area it's a referral based project. But if people have questions about just lead poisoning, you know, potential, it is still an issue around here. You're more than welcome to give us a call, and our lead folks can at least help guide and sort of give you information related to that. We do also do a tax preparation program called VITA. It's a free tax prep program, starts in January, and we have trained volunteers that work with folks to get their taxes done. They are well-versed in any kind of earned income credit, tax credits, child tax credits, help people maximize what they're eligible for. And we really encourage folks who may not know where to turn to get their taxes done, and really kind of reluctant to spend the prices that sometimes it costs to get mm-hmm. your taxes done, give us a call, and we'll get you in. We actually do that in collaboration with CEDC, who also has a VITA tax program, and we serve about 400 people per year in that program. So it's a really valuable asset. The final area that I want to talk about is our Clemente course for the humanities. Very small program. It's a cohort-based program that gives people 6 college credits in the course of a year for free that actually are transferable potentially into a springboard into BCC or UMass Dartmouth. And it basically gives people sort of those background courses in the humanities. So writing and public speaking, but then also art history and the like. So
that's excellent.
Yeah. So it's that program is actually still looking to recruit. So if folks are interested, again, back to our website, www.paceinfo.org. They can go on that website and they'll just look on the drop down for Clemente, and they can apply, and they'll get a phone call to come in and potentially get connected. All of our programs, you can utilize our website, and there is some sort of online access to get connected to folks. Our main phone number too is 508-999-9920. That will get you to the programs as well.
Pretty easy number to remember, too.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Pam, thank you for joining us and for informing everybody. Hopefully we I know this audience. I know that they have lots of concerns, and I'm sure now they realize that no matter what their concern is, PACE is a program that can help them out.
Absolutely. And if folks are hearing about the work that we do and just, you know, are interested in potentially supporting that work, you know, in giving, you know, you can, again, utilize our website. We have an ability to do that. Our food center always takes non-perishable foods. If you want to help out that way, that's always really, we really appreciate it. And we do have a fundraiser coming up Tuesday, December 3rd at the Whaling Museum. So variety of ways that folks can get connected to us. And we appreciate the community support. We've been very fortunate, and we appreciate all that we've had up to this point. And really, you know, it's a partnership across, you know, across our collaborators as well as with the community to be able to do as much as we can do to help the folks that are most in need in our community.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much.
So there you go. There's got to be a PACE program for you or someone that you know who could use the assistance. And all the information will be available for you in the podcast coming up. So about an hour or so after the show is off the air. It takes a little while for it to populate out there for you to be able to download it and listen. But you will have all that information for you. Right now, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You are on WBSM. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad. So, yeah, just to kind of reiterate on what I sent you on App Chat and then to expound on some other stuff that I saw randomly on the social media networks out there. when I saw this whole thing with the water tower, I laughed. No, because I don't find it a big deal myself. Like if I saw it, I'd be like, oh, whatever. There are people obviously on the left that are all upset about it. But I looked it up, right? And then let's see if there's any other state that's, you know, very pro-Trump MAGA base, a huge MAGA base. And it turns out Florida has the exact statute that says you cannot deface anything or project anything onto a building, whether it's publicly owned land like a municipality or a private business like a Trump Tower, without their written consent. So even in the free state of Florida, that water doing that to the water tower would be illegal. So anybody who's defending it, you're just, you know, just being a political, you know, buffoon out there, just being, you know, I'm Team Trump, so I'm in favor of it. But you know what? If June came around next year and they projected a rainbow flag on it, the same people who said it should be okay would be against it.
Well, I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Even if, you know, this guy unplugs his projector or the bulb runs out and then somebody's like, all right, now I'm going to throw up a Kamala Harris one. The people who were saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, they'd be all up in arms if it was a Kamala Harris message that was
right,
being
exactly.
projected.
Yeah. It's the extremes, like we've talked about, you know, to exhaustion, you know, the extremes are always going to be the ones that are, they make excuses for the very thing that they're against when the other side does it. The other thing I saw, an anonymous account on X, this is going around social media and it's being reported by at least one local talk radio down in like the Virginias or West Virginia area, Appalachia area, that FEMA actually delivered battery operated chainsaws. So I looked into it and the talk radio station is reporting off of an anonymous post on X. And the post was basically just a pile of electric battery operated chainsaws. And, you know, you look at it and you go, kind of stupid. Oh. I'm a mountain right now. You good?
Yep. Now we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it is kind of stupid, but they also didn't mention till later on that it was followed up by a bunch of generators. And the post was that, you know, it was from a very anti-federal government, anti-FEMA, because if you look at it, the rest of his post, it's very anti-federal government, very pro-Trump account. But there's people out there that are sharing this, and it's being reported in the news that this is, you know, that FEMA actually sent this. Now, there's no indication, any evidence that FEMA actually dropped a pallet or three pallets of a battery-operated chainsaws. It's just literally a pile of battery-operated chainsaws up in the mountains. It could have been a donation by just a random very wealthy rich person. But this is what I'm talking about with all this erroneous, you know, reporting that goes on. Nobody fact checks anything, and they just run with anonymous statements on X. And the third thing that I wanted to bring up was Trump has been touting this whole thing of, and I'm supporting Trump, by the way, has been touting this. I'm gonna push to not tax Social Security. Anybody who understands basic tax code, you know that pretty much everybody out there gets a standard deduction of like $12,000 or $14,000 off of your federal tax liability. So that means your first $14,000 that you make, that you earn, is not taxed. They take that off of the table. And knowing that the majority of people on Social Security probably get about $1,200 a month, and for easy math, say $1,000 a month, that's $12,000. So you're only going to be taxed on $2,000. Your first $10,000 of that is like is tax free. It's between $12,000 and $14,000 is like your standard deduction. So you're already not taxed on it. It might come out every month, but you get it back at the end of the year. So Trump saying that, it's just placate. It's vote buying once again by one side. And just like Kamala Harris comes out with the no tips to copy Trump. It's all vote buying. Don't buy into it. Look deeper into policy before you vote. And don't just buy into little platitudes and the little nice little talking points that they throw out. Because Trump's not going to take away your taxes. You're already not getting taxed on your Social Security. Very, very simple. But yeah, those are the things that crossed my mind this morning and yesterday. When I saw those few things, but the Trump Tower thing, the Trump Water Tower thing, made me laugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Jeff. Have a good one. Bye.
And let's take another call here before we got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Tim. I was just wondering. I haven't heard the local news after that, like 8:30.
Yep. Phil's on vacation.
Oh, okay.
He'll be back on Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. I figured instead of, making Jim Phillips come in, like we used to have him cover for the news, we'll just try it with just ABC. So Phil will be back on Wednesday, and we will have the news for you then. But, when he said, like, oh, I'm taking Columbus Day weekend off, I said, nothing's really going to happen anyway. There's usually not a lot of local news to talk about. There was a fire over the weekend in New Bedford on Belleville Ave, but thankfully everybody was okay. And actually the fire department was able to get to it very quickly. I believe 4 people were displaced. They're being assisted by the Red Cross, but it's not as bad as it could have been. But, we had firefighter Anthony here last week telling us about fire safety and fire prevention. So that can help. Having detectors can make all the difference in the world. It doesn't stop you from having a fire, but it certainly can stop you from losing your entire home in a fire. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. If you're wondering what we were referencing with the water tower, the Trump water tower story, the town of Hanson had to put out a statement that they do not condone the person shining a projected image of a pro-Trump message on the side of the town-owned water tower. And it's not that they are against, or for one party or another, but it's that the law says that town-owned property cannot be used for campaigning purposes like that. So the same way, if it was a Kamala Harris message or any local candidates that were running, they would say the same thing. But that's the head scratcher about this, is that that people feel the need to do something like this, knowing that it's not legal. This person's now getting fined $100 a day. And the police department has to come and shine a spotlight to try to wash it out, which I guess is not 100% effective. So what's the point here? What's the person going to keep collecting fines for what? 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Back to the phones, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Good. I take it Ariel Dorsey has left the family.
Yep, she's moved on.
Okay. Well, hopefully she's will find happiness at a new location.
I hope so.
Yep, and far as the Jacksonville Jaguars, their coach is definitely on the hot seat, Peterson. He might be gone before the Patriots play him Sunday. And How about Bill Belichick going there to be their new coach? That could be a landing spot for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's a move they do in the middle of the season, but man, would that make for an interesting storyline heading into Sunday's game in London?
Certainly would, yeah. And I think their owner, Khan, might give him complete control, which Belichick would want, a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. That could very well
Belichick
be.
Belichick could maybe want to wait till a more juicy offer comes along in the offseason, like maybe the Dallas Cowboys.
That could be a possibility, too. But
Jerry Jones.
Just the rumor floating around will be enough to add some intrigue to Sunday's game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right,
Jim. Have a good one.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
And let's take another one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi,
Olivia. Is it me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
Oh, okay, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I was listening to that lady before, and I missed the where the food pantry is. I think it was somewhere on Park Street.
Hold on. I'll look that up for you. So the community food center is at 477 Park Street in New Bedford.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a good day.
You too. Just so you know, they're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 to 2. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500, you're next on WBSM.
Yeah, that location is the old VFW near Parker Street.
Okay.
So that'd be a cross-reference. That was a good show. I've been utilizing Pace and work with Pace and volunteering for years. What a great organization. Compared to where it was like 30 years ago, every couple of years, there's another program they get going on. Sometimes some of the startup nonprofits and civics, they're kind of like a conduit for them to get them started and watch them grow. And they like they'll be like bookkeepers for them and show them how to do all the right like nonprofit status, like 501c3, get them going and all that. So always a pleasure.
Pam came in with the big list of programs, and she said, I want to go through all of these. And I said, go right ahead. And then every time I'd be like,
that was cool.
Okay, that's great. And then she'd be like, but there's more. Like every time I was trying to like move on, she's like, no, I got another one. I was like, good. Give me all of them. I'm shut me up and talk about the programs. You know, I'm happy to put those all out there.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So what a corporate guy you are, coming in today on a holiday. So is the other show going to be on today?
Yep. Well, Barry's out, but Brian's going to be in for him.
So Brian's going to come. Okay, so carry through, and then Howie thing and all that.
Yep.
Yeah, so this weekend, yesterday, I woke up. I was doing a lot. My brother's birthday party was Saturday, and then I was helping out at a club I'm a member of. And so I had a long day, so my leg was really kind of fatigued. So yesterday, I didn't get out to put my football sheet in for the pool I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I have no losses.
Oh.
I didn't get it in. You can't win if you don't play.
Right.
And it would keep me in the hunt till the end of the season for the top two or three, and I was like, oh, man, which always is a good payout. But life happens.
Yeah.
And my football team, the Southern New England Admirals, this coming Saturday, we're going to be defending our league championship up in North Smithfield, Rhode Island. If we win that, we'll have the option if we want to go and play in the national to defend our national crown that we won in January 2024. So
is that at Bryant?
No. We're like five minutes from Bryant. We're at North Smithfield High School, 1900 Providence Pike Road, which is right around the corner from.
And what time is that?
University, 7 o'clock. Playing against the Bristol Connecticut Bulls, who we are 1-1. They're the first team to beat us in four seasons at home. Regular season, we have not lost a game in four complete seasons except to them in Connecticut about a month ago. So right now, this is a rubber match for the championship.
People can head out there and they can head over to Chepachet first and have a nice little dinner at at one of my favorite restaurants, Tavern on Main, and then head over and catch the game.
I know exactly the spot you're talking about. And interesting location. And absolutely.
Not you, though, Phil. I
don't know anything more about it.
You're going to go to Wright's Chicken Farm, right? You're going to go to Wright's Chicken Farm before the game.
Oh, now you're pushing it. Now you're like, come on, I got a structured day. Grab a Sunday, eat one thing, but now I'm going to go to a chicken farm and blah, 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 blah.
But it's family style. They serve you quick. You're in and out of there in 20 minutes if you want to be.
So if I show up at 5 o'clock and I'm all bloated because I ate too much and I'm tired because of a long day you helped set up, my coach is going to get mad at me and the players.
Hey, you got to have a full stomach when you show up. If you overdo it, that's on
you. And our website, if people want to monitor us, is southernringandadmiralsfootball.com.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Have a good one. And we got one more break to take before the end of the show, so let me get that out of the way. We will be right back.